Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of December, recording at 9:45 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. First, the highlights. Well, stock markets mostly a bit quiet, though the favorites in Asia, India, Japan, South Korea, continuing to edge higher. And Europe, generally quiet. Wall Street, reasonably good gain here today. Well, you know, 56 on the Dow. But the market had been down a little bit, and it liked the Fed's announcement that accommodation was dropped from the vocabulary. So it just tells people that the Fed is a little bit closer to having completed its current series of interest rate hikes. Well, we kind of knew that already, didn't we? Now, elsewhere, today's action, the more important things, dollar in here a little bit firmer, but remember that was quite weak yesterday. So this isn't very impressive, and the Fed's action will not make people more bullish of the dollar. Precious metals, really quite soft. Okay, let's get back to stock markets. Here, today's action on Wall Street, I commented on it in today's interesting charts. It does look as if these indices can break upwards once again. They've consolidated, or appear to be consolidating, recent gains in nice tight little ranges. There's been very, very little surrendering of those gains. So that suggests to me limited selling pressure and still some demand underneath these markets. And it would take a downward dynamic through the recent lows that we've seen over the last fortnight to offset current scope for some additional upside gains. So, best case scenario is still very much on course, and that's that markets remain firm throughout not only year-end 2005, but carry that strength into the first part of the year. From the end of February onwards, assuming we get to through February, or at least into February, without any serious trouble, then I think things will be a little bit more risky. But as I've said over and over and over again, I'm not going to let a theory or a hunch, albeit one that's based on cyclical history of stock markets, I'm not going to let that get in the way of the actual chart action. If the actual chart action is favorable, then I will not really worry too much. And I'm not going to worry too much anyway about my real favorites, India being right at the top of that list. The big question for me is whether I lighten a little bit on speculative positions, but actually I've done quite a bit of that here in this week, closing out a number of speculative positions. And the other question is whether I consider hedging some of my core investment positions in the event of a developing stock market shakeout. But I don't have to worry about that in here today, and obviously neither do you. Now, in terms of the US dollar, I think once perceptions change on interest rates, and currently people are sort of in two camps. There's the group that says, well, we'll get at least one more hike, and an even bigger group that says, wait a minute, they're going to have to go on hiking for considerably longer. I don't have a strong view on this, but I have suggested that the Fed may well say in the next meeting that interest rates are going to be on hold for a while now, just so not to put pressure on Bernanke. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that. And the fact that accommodation was removed this time means they could take another little baby step in the January meeting and declare a neutral position, or say they're close to a neutral position, something like that. Now, the importance of this for the US dollar, though, is well, leveling out of rates is not a bull point for the dollar. It may actually be a mild bear point, but what will really be bearish for the dollar is when investors conclude that interest rates are in the US are on their way back down, and then they will start talking about the deficits once again and very loudly. Technical action of the dollar, as I've said before, looks like a very tired bull overall. Now, precious metals. Well, it was a great run on the upside. Some acceleration yesterday, and then those gains were coughed up, leaving big tails on the charts. Silver even had a key, and it was a fairly big key. So that's frightened investors. Number of people nailing down profits. I feel fortunate to get out when I did, and I resisted the temptation in here to buy some silver when it first plunged down to the low 850s. And here, that's quite a big move. I think it got up to 934 and currently trading now at 856. We've only had 2 days on the downside, and they were frightening days. So my feeling is that, well, I think we're at least halfway through this. Probably sort of halfway to three quarters of the way through this decline. That's not very precise, but you can't be precise at this stage. My feeling is that the move in silver, particularly, was sharp enough so that people might be a little wary as they come back in. So it may well take time. I wouldn't be surprised if these are, if this is a medium-term correction in the precious metals sector, meaning they will have to establish a bottom, and for this reaction, and then we'll get a ranging phase for a while. I do not expect a rapid resumption of the upward trend. I think we'll have to wait for next year for that. Now, I am very interested in buying back my precious metal positions, but I don't want to press it, and it's all too easy to come rushing back in a little bit too early at times like this. And my favorite, you know, is silver, and people will look at that longer-term silver chart, and they'll recall some of the downdrafts that it had seen following previous accelerated upward moves. I don't think it's as risky this time because I think that more and more people are bullish of this sector, but have largely been on the sidelines. In other words, there are more people who want to get in on a reaction this time than there have been previously. But of course, these metals are at higher levels, and that may well deter some in here. But when I look at the chart, there's quite a bit of underpinning overall, and I maintain that precious metals are in the second psychological perception stage of their secular bull trend, in which we get bigger moves on the upside. We've certainly seen that recently, and we get shorter and shallower consolidations. That theory is about to be tested. So, what else to mention? Energy. I've been to-ing and fro-ing whether or not to go into an energy contract that had lagged. I did have that big natural gas position, as you know, which I sold last week and was very pleased to get out, although it kept going and hit a new high. And but I had been watching the crudes and the gasoline and heating oil and so on. Frankly, that with those very big leveraged positions that I still had in precious metals, yes, up until yesterday, sort of mid-afternoon, I didn't want to take any additional positions on board, so I couldn't resist, say, picking up a little bit of gasoline in here today. But as I said in the comment, I wasn't impressed with the spreads offered on this. Also, it doesn't have unofficial trading hours that the spread bet firms will deal in. So this will not be a regular foray, I don't think. But enough for now. Actually, I haven't been so liquid in terms of my speculative portfolio for a very, very long time. That's fine. and put a slug of capital on deposit. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. That's the story. So I'll just say all the best.